Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Something Greater.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah, and indeed, something greater than Jonah is here." The Gospel of the Lord. There is something greater than Jonah here. You know, I can understand why the people of Jesus' time failed to understand or even recognize his message and his power. But what about us? We've had the benefit of 2,000 years of scripture and theologians and saints to see what Jesus calls us to be. There is something greater than any current person of power, intellect, or fortune. But there is only the requirement that we imitate Jesus in his care for the poor, his welcome of the marginalized, his openness to the other, his forgiveness of the sinner. Jesus' power was not in status or wealth or popularity. His power was in love, forgiveness, generosity. Consider the concept of pro-life. Certainly, that would be imitating Jesus. But so many people limit their pro-life understanding to just being against abortion. Pope Leo recently warned that someone in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. He also told us that a person who agrees with the inhuman treatment of immigrants is not really pro-life. So what about the elderly and the poor who need health care, or children who need education? What about minorities who deserve respect? Isn't pro-life attached with that? And isn't that greater than what we have limited it to? Jesus called the people of his time evil because they could not see and believe in his message. What would he call us today?